reading the book of Ruth.
在最近几个月，最近几周里面，许多的弟兄姐妹们都在读路德记这本书。
I knew that our middle school, brother and sister just finished the book of Ruth not too long ago.
我知道我们初中的学生刚刚读完路德记这本书。
And our high school is going through the book of Ruth right now.
高中的学生们正在读路德记这本书。
Our brothers and sisters in Clear Lake just finishing the book of Ruth.
我们弟兄姐妹在明湖城的弟兄姐妹们刚刚读完路德记这卷书。
And some of you have finished the book of Judges.
有些人是刚刚读完士师记。
And some of you are starting First Samuels.
有些人刚刚开始读撒母耳记上。
So altogether, many of us are in Judges, Ruth, or First Samuel.
所以我们许多的人都是在读士师记、路德记和撒母耳记上。
And the burden in my heart is the way of recovery.
最近在我心中有一个负担，就是说到恢复的道路。
Therefore, this morning, I would like to share the way of recovery.In Ruth.
今天早上我就愿意交通到从路德记来看恢复的道路。
Would you turn with me to the Ruth chapter 1?
请大家翻到路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1, verse 1.
路德记第一章第一节。
Ruth chapter 1, verse 1.
路德记第一章第一节。
In the days...When the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. A man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。
Verse 6
第六节,
When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there.
Naomi 就与两个儿妇起身要从摩押地归回，因为她在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Verse 16, Ruth replied, Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything that deathseparates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
第十六节，路德说，不要催我回去不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。
So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, Can this be Naomi? Don't call me Naomi.She told them, Call me Mara, because of the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law.Arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
第十九节，于是二人同行，来到伯利恒。他们到了伯利恒，合城的人都惊讶。妇女们说：“这是拿俄米吗？” 拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来，耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦，既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？拿俄米和他儿父摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到摩利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
Chapter 2 verse 8,
第二章第八节。
So Boaz said to Ruth, My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from there. Stay here with my servant girls. Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled.
第八节，波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。我的仆人在哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你，你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She exclaimed, Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me a foreigner? Boaz replied, I have been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with the people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord, she said. You have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have standing of one of your servant girls.
第十节，路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说，我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？伯阿斯回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的恩赏赐。路德说，我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。
Chapter 3 verse 8,
第三章第八节。
In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. Who are you? He asked. I am your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer.The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. This kindness is greater than that which you have showed earlier. You have not run after the younger man, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble characters. Although it is true that I am near of kin,There is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem, good, let him redeem. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning.
第八节，到了半夜，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下。他就说，你是谁？回答说，我是你的婢女。路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。波阿斯说，女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子，我实在是你一个至敬的亲属，只是还有一个人比我更敬。你今夜在这里住宿，明早他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧。倘若不肯，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必为你尽了本分，你只管躺到天亮。
Chapter 4, verse
13. 第四章第十三节。
So Boaz took Ruth, and he became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The woman said to Naomi, Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth. Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
十三节，于是伯阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。妇人们对拿尔米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至敬的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声，他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿父所生的。有这儿父，比有七个儿子还好。”拿尔米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说，拿尔米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫厄贝德。这厄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
Let's have further words of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that we can come in front of your table.
天父，我们实在感谢你，我们能够来到你的桌子面前。
We can worship you, we can give you thanksgiving.
我们能够敬拜你，我们能够把感谢归给你。
You bring us into this holy ground.
是你把我们带到这个圣所，圣地。
You pay such a price for this union.
你为我们这个联合付上了极重的代价。
This morning, as we open this word, we ask you to open our eyes to see the true meaning of redemption.
今天早上，当我们打开你的话语，求你让我们开让我们实在开看见这个救赎的真实的意义。
And its relationship to your purpose.
乃是与你的旨意有关。
We do need your grace and your anointing.
我们需要你的恩典和需要你的恩膏。
Because we are unable to speak and we are unable to hear without your anointing.
因为没有你的恩膏，我们就没有办法说话，我们也听不见。
Therefore, we ask for your mercy for next hour.
因此，我们早上愿你怜悯我们。
In your precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. When you open the book of Ruth,
打开路德记。
When you read the chapter 1 and verse 1.
当你读到第一章第一节的时候
And you will first read the following words saying in the days when the judges rule
你就会读到这一句话当士师秉政的时候
There were days that judges rule Israel
在有一段时候是士师来掌权以色列
This period lasts about 300 years.
这段时间有三百年之久。
So this 300 year is called the days of judges.
在这三百年之久的时间是称为士师记的时候。
So what happened during this 300 years?
所以在这个三百年之间有什么事发生呢？
In this 300 years, Israel wandered in the promised land and never really possessed The inheritance.
在这三百年之久的时候，以色列人在应许之地里面漂流，但是他们却没有得着神所给他们的产业。
They were in the promised land.
他们是在应许之地。
But they never possessed the inheritance.
但是他们却没有得着那个产业。
Even they know their inheritance.
虽然他们知道他们的产业。
Even they know their territory.
他们知道他们的疆界
That has been given to them.
那是已经赐给他们了
But in reality, they never really possess the inheritance.
但是在实际上，他们却没有得着这个产业
Even they own the land.
虽然他们是拥有了那个地
The enemy can come anytime and to take it away.
但是仇敌能够随时都进来夺取那块地
They never possess the inheritance.
他们却没有来掌拥有那个地。
They had revival from time to time.
时常他们是有一些复兴。
God raised judges to revive them.
神兴起士师来给带来复兴。
So for a period of time, they possessed their inheritance.
所以有一段时候，他们就得着了这个产业。
But quickly they went back to their own ways.
但是很快他就回到他们自己的路上。
And again, they began to wander.
那他们就再一次的被漂流。
On the surface.
在表面上来。
And during this time,Israel is hopeless.
在以色列人是无望的。
And their experience is dark.
他们的经历是黑暗的。
But we thank God during this dark ages.
但是我们感谢神在这个黑暗的时期里。
Oh, God is acting secretly with a very long view.
我们的神在那边默默的在那边工作是带着有远见的工作。
God was not working.For another revival.
神并不是要带来另外一个复兴。
God was working to recover them to the full purpose of God.
神乃是在那边工作，要把他们带到一个恢复到神完全的心意里去。
And this work is recorded in Ruth.
那这个工作就被记载在路德记。
The book of Ruth summarizes the whole plan of redemption.
路德记就为我们扼要地说出了救赎的计划。
There is no more comprehensive book to summarize the whole plan of redemption.
没有一卷书再比像路德记这样扼要地全面地把这个救赎的计划说出来。
If we read the book of Ruth, we are reading the whole plan of redemption.
若是我们当我们读路德记的时候，我们就读到这整个救赎的计划。
It is the redemption in the context.Of God's recovery.
在这个神的恢复里面，我们看见了救赎。
And the book illustrates this redemption in pictorial forms.
那这一卷书是用图画来向我们说明，表明了这个救赎。
So that it will be easy for us to understand.
所以让能够简单的，我们很容易就能够明白。
So the book of Ruth, has four different pictures.
在路德记有四幅图画。
Each chapter is a picture.
每一章就是一幅图画。
When we read this picture, we will understand the whole plan of redemption.
当我们来读这个图画的时候，我们就能够看见神救赎的计划。
In chapter 1, the picture is Naomi and Ruth in Moab.
在第一幅图画第一章里面，就是拿俄米与路德在摩亚地。
Although there are other people, but The center of this picture is Naomi and Ruth.
对，虽然还有其他的人，但是这个图画的中心乃是拿俄米跟路德。
And they're in Moab.
他们在摩亚地。
That's first pictures.
这个是第一幅图画。
The second picture is Ruth in the field of Boaz.
在第二幅图画就看见路德是在波阿斯的田里。
The picture has other people, but two important ones is Boaz.And Ruth.
在这个图画里面有其他的人，但是最重要的人就是波阿斯和路德。
The background is the field of Boaz.
那他的背景就是波阿斯的田地。
And we saw Ruth and we saw Boaz.
我们看见了路德，我们看见了波阿斯。
The third picture is Ruth and Boaz in the threshing floor.
第三幅图画，我们就看到。波阿斯和路德是在打麦场上。
So the background is a threshing floor.
在背景是一个打麦的场。
Again, there are many other people in the background.
还有许多其他的人在这图画里。
But the key figure is Ruth and Boaz.
但是最重要的人就是路德和波阿斯。
Then we turn to the final pictures.
那我们看见最后的一幅图画。
The background is the gate of the city.
在这个后面是城的门。
But the story again is Boaz and Ruth.
那这个故事仍然说到波阿斯和路德。
Ruth in union with Boaz.
路德与波阿斯为结合。
From these four pictures, the whole plan of redemption and recovery is unfold.
在从这四幅图画我们看我们就看看见这个救赎的计划为我们展开了
let's turn to the picture one
那我们来看第一幅图画
Ruth and Naomi in Moab
就是路德和拿尔米在摩亚地
we first have to ask the questions
第一个我们要问一个问题
How did Naomi and Ruth get to Moab in the first place?
那拿尔米和路德怎么会到摩亚地呢
Let's focus on Naomi first.
那我们先看拿尔米。
Naomi was wife of a man called Elimelech.
拿尔米乃是以利米勒的妻子。
Elimelech, his name has a meaning.
以利米勒他的名字是有个意义。
It means God is king.
他就是说神是王。
If God is truly king, Elimelech would never be in the land of Moab.
若是神真的是王的话，以利米勒就不会到摩亚地去。
In the days of Gideon,
在基甸的时候
，there was a famine in Bethlehem.
在伯利恒这地有大饥荒。
It is very strange that famine could occur in Bethlehem.
这个非常的奇怪，在伯利恒居然是有饥荒。
Because Bethlehem is house of bread.
因为伯利恒乃是粮食之家。
How can you have a famine in the house of bread?
你怎么能够在粮食之家有饥荒的事呢
？How is it possible?
这怎么可能呢
？Anywhere else that is possible to have famine, but how can they have a famine in a house of bread?
你可能在其他的地方有饥荒的情形，但是你怎可能在粮食之家有饥荒的情形呢
？The answer is in the last verses in Judges.
但这个答案就是在士师记里面的最后一句话。
When you read the book of Judges until you come to the last verses.
你读士师记到最后一句话的时候。
And the last verses said because they did what was right in their own eyes.
他这句话就说个人任意而行。
This statement summarizes the overall condition of Israel in the days of Judges.
这句话就说出了在以色列民在士师记上在士师记的时代里面他们的光景。
Everyone did was right in their own eyes.
他们每一个人都行个人眼中看为正的事。
They do not honor God as their king.
他们不尊主为王
and they basically is their own king
他们就是他们自己的王
this will definitely bring a famine to the house of bread
这个一定会为粮食之家带来饥荒
because in God's house God should be the king
因为在神的家中神应当是王
this is something you and I should consider today
这个也是你我今天都应该来思考的
is God really king in your house
神在你的家中是否是王呢
Is God the king or you the king?
是神是王还是你是王
As you make decisions around your house,
当你在家中做决定的时候
Is God the king or you the king?
是神是王呢还是你是王
Are you doing what is right in your own eyes?
你是否做行那些你自己眼中以为对的事呢
If we are the king,
若是我们是王的话
there will be famine in your house.
那在你的家中就有饥荒的情形。
This is something we should all consider.
这是我们每一个人都需要思考的。
In the days of judges, everyone is king.
在士师的时代里面每一个人都是他的王。
Therefore, there was a famine in Bethlehem.
所以在伯利恒有了饥荒。
It is God's discipline to his people.
这个是神对他子民的一个管教。
So how did Elimelech respond to this discipline?
那以利米勒对这样的管教他的反应是什么呢
And when this famine came, Elimelech began to calculate.
当这个饥荒来的时候以利米勒就开始计算。
Maybe he got on the internet, start searching.
也许他就上网去开始去查询。
And he began to look around, you know, where would be the better place for his family.
他就在到处去看看说哪里是对我家庭最好的地方呢。
And he was very smart.
那他很聪明。
And very quickly, he realized that Moab may be a better place.
他很快的就发现说摩押地可能是一个很好的地方。
Because it was right in his own eyes.
因为在他的眼中看为这个是对的。
He had no consideration whether it is right in God's eyes.
他根本没有考虑到说这在神的眼中是否是对的。
Brother and sister, is this the case for us?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是我们的光景呢？
Many of you will have children going to university next year.
在座的有许多孩子明年就要去上大学。
I believe parents, you're getting on the internet, you're searching around.
我想做父母的，你们就上网去查询。
You want to find the best place for your sons and daughters.
你要找到一个最好的地方，为着你的儿女找到一个最好的地方。
And you need to make a decision.Together with your sons or daughters.
你需要 与你的儿女们做一个决定。
Are we making that decision based on what is right in our own eyes?
你们需要做一个决定，是根据 你们眼中所看为对的事呢？
Or you come to the Lord and say, Lord, you are king.
或是我们来到主面前说，主啊，你是王。
Where do you want my son and daughter to go?
你要我的儿子或女儿去哪里读书？
Brother and sister, this is so important.
弟兄姐妹们，这是非常的重要。
It is an important decision for Elimelech.
这个对以利米勒是一个重要的决定。
And look at the result of his decisions.
你看他这个决定的结果是什么？
And we can learn from this story.
我们可以从这个故事里面来学习。
Do not do what is right in our own eyes.
不要做那些事看是我们自己眼中看为对的。
Elimelech went to Moab.
以利米勒就到了摩亚地。
Because he thought Moab was the right place for his family.
因为他以为摩亚地对他的家庭是一个最好的地方。
He did not submit himself under God's discipline.
他并没有把他自己扶在神的管教之下。
He moved away from Bethlehem.
他就搬离开了伯利恒。
And he settled in Moab.
然后他们就住在摩亚地。
Do you know the meaning of Moab?
你知道摩亚的意思是什么吗？
Moab is the pride of man.
摩亚地就是人的骄傲。
It is the pride of man that inside of Elimelech caused him to move to Moab.
这个就是在以利米勒里面的那个人的骄傲使他搬到摩亚地去居住。
It is this pride of man inside of us causes us to want to make decision based on our own view.
这就是在我们里面的这个骄傲使得我们要做些决定是照着我们的意思而行。
If God is king,
若是神是王
and he should stay in Bethlehem,
那他就应该留在伯利恒。
If pride of man is king,
若是人的骄傲是王，
and he did what was right in his own eyes,
那他就任意而行。
And rebel against God's discipline,
他就叛逆神的的管教。
Let's look at the result of this decision.
那我们就看到，我们来看一看这个决定的结果是什么。
There are a few results from this decision.
有几个结果从这样的决定里。
The first result.
第一个结果。
Is from pleasant to bitter.
那他就从丰富到了苦读。
Naomi means pleasant.
拿尔米是甜。
And Mara means bitter.
马拉是苦的意思。
When they went out, it was pleasant.
他们出去的时候是甜的。
When they came back, it was bitter.
当他回来的时候，他却是变成苦的。
How do we know we are in the land of Moab?
我们怎么知道我们是在摩亚地呢？
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't know we are in Moab.
弟兄姐妹，我们有时候不知道我们是在摩亚地。
We thought we were in Bethlehem.
我们还以为我们在伯利恒。
But in reality, we live in the land of Moab.
但是其实我们却是住在摩亚地。
But how do you know you are in the land of Moab?
那你怎么知道你是住在摩亚地呢？
Bitterness.
就是苦毒。
If there is a bitterness in our heart,
若是在你的心里有苦毒，
We are in the land of Moab.
我们就是住在摩亚地。
Our Jesus, when our Jesus on this earth,
当我们主耶稣在这个世上的时候
He suffered much.
他为我们受了许多的苦。
He faced all sorts of persecutions.
他经历许多的逼迫。
And rejections.
许多的拒绝。
But there was no bitterness can be found in Jesus.
但是在他的里面却找不到苦毒。
You can never find a trace of bitterness in Jesus' heart.
你在主耶稣的心里找不到一丝丝的苦毒。
Because our Lord Jesus lived in Bethlehem all the time.
因为我们的主耶稣乃是一直住在伯利恒里。
Therefore, if we find bitterness in our heart,
所以若是我们在我们的心中找有苦毒的话，
more than likely, we have moved away from Bethlehem.
那很可能就你是已经搬开了伯利恒。
And we are our own king.
那我们是我们自己的王。
We made decision based on our own view.
我们是照着我们的意思来做决定。
The second result,
第二个结果，
is from fullness to emptiness.
就是从一个丰满到一个空虚。
Naomi went out full.
拿尔米出去的时候满满的出去。
Then they came back empty.
那他是空空的回来。
How do we know we live in land of Moab?
你怎么知道我是住在摩亚地呢？
You find some emptiness in your heart.
你在你的心中有空虚。
There is emptiness in our heart.
在我们的心中有空虚。
Sometimes we don't understand that.
有些时候我们不明白。
We thought we live in the land of Bethlehem.
我们以为我们住在伯利恒里。
But somehow there is emptiness in our heart.
但是在我们的心中却有个空虚。
That is a signal telling us we live in the land of Moab.
这是一个信号，告诉我们说我们是乃是住在摩亚地里面。
King Saul lived in a palace.
扫罗王是住在王宫中。
And yet his heart is so empty.
但是他的心却是何等的空虚。
On the other hand, David lived in a cave.
在另外我们看见大卫住在山洞里面。
And yet his heart is so full.
但是他的心中却是满满。
The difference is who is king.
这个不同之点就是谁是王。
King Saul is king.
扫罗王是王。
He decides things based on his own views.
他决定的事情都照着他的心意。
Therefore, his heart is empty.
所以他的心是空虚的。
And David is completely the opposite.
但是大卫王却是与他截然不同。
God is always king.
神永远是他的王。
So David's heart is always full.
所以大卫的心总是满的。
Even he lived in the cave, his heart is so full.
虽然他住在山洞里面，但是他的心却是满的。
So these are the result of that decision.
这个也是这个决定的带来的结果。
It's bitterness and emptiness.
就是一个苦毒、空虚。
God's discipline followed them into the land of Moab.
神的管教跟随着他们到了摩亚地。
Elimelech wants to preserve his fullness.
以利米勒是要来保全他的富足。
But God has laid down his own principles.
但是神有一个他自己的准则。
He only meet us in his house.
他只是在他的家中与我们相遇。
And Elimelech left that ground.
以利米勒离开了那个地位。
And soon he died.
很快的他就死了。
Not only he died, his two sons died.
不仅他死了，他的两个儿子都死了。
Then we found three widows in Moab.
在这边，在摩亚地，我们看见有三个寡妇。
And let's look at the Ruth.
那我们来看看路德。
Ruth was a Moabite.
路德是一个摩亚女子。
Moabite cannot enter into the assembly of God even up to 10th generations.
摩亚人他们是不可以入耶和华的会，即使到第十代都不能进去。
For Moabite, they are hopeless.
对着摩亚人而言，他们是绝望的。
They are without God.
他们是没有神的。
And without hope.
他们也没有盼望。
So you put Ruth and Naomi together.
你把路德跟拿尔米放在一起。
You see emptiness, bitterness, and hopelessness.
你就看到苦读、空虚和绝望。
But we thank God, God would turn the most hopeless situation to the most hopeful.
但是我们实在感谢神，他能够把一个从绝望的情形中变成带给我们盼望。
And all of a sudden, Naomi heard a news that there is bread in Bethlehem.
突然，拿尔米就听见说，在伯利恒之家有粮食。
They heard this good news.
他们听见了这个好的消息。
And they decide to return to Bethlehem.
那他就决定要回到伯利恒。
And that's finish the picture one.
那这就是第一幅图画的结局。
Now let's turn to the picture two.
那
came barley harvest.
拿尔米和路德他们来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
Barley is the first grain to be harvested.
大麦是谷类里面第一个被收成的。
And barley is the first fruit.
大麦乃是出熟的果子。
So barley is always a type of resurrections.
所以大麦总是说到复活。
The way of recovery began with a barley harvest.
恢复的道路乃是开始在动手割大麦的时候。
And begin with resurrections.
乃是在于复活。
Only resurrection can reverse everything happened in the land of Moab.
只有复活能够把一切在摩亚地的情形都被改变过来。
God's answer to the condition of Moab is a barley harvest.
神对这个摩亚地的光景的一个答案就是动手割大麦的时候。
Only resurrection.Can change everything.
只有复活能够改变一切的事情。
Resurrection is the ground of recovery.
复活乃是恢复的一个地位。
Resurrection is the ground of redemption.
复活也是一个救赎的地位。
So we see the pictures of a barley harvest.
所以我们在这边看到是收大麦的时候。
In Jewish custom, during the harvest.The poor can glean from the field during the harvest.
在犹太人的传统里面，当人割收割大麦的时候，贫穷的人可以在田里面来捡拾麦穗。
And Ruth asked Naomi to go, and Naomi permit Ruth to go.
拿尔米就问，征求拿尔，路德就争取拿尔米的同意去。捡水麦，拾取麦穗。
Then she happened to come to the field of Boaz.
那她恰巧就来到波阿斯的田里面。
Boaz represents Christ.
波阿斯是代表基督。
And the field of Boaz represents the riches of Christ.
波阿斯的田就代表基督里一切的丰盛。
And you read this chapter 2, this picture, the second pictures.
当你读这第二章，看到这第二幅图画的时候
，It is what described in Ephesians chapter 1.
乃是在以弗所书第一章里面所为我们描述的。
In Ephesians chapter 1, it said, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ."
以弗所书第一章里面就告诉我们说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Ephesians chapter 1 explains Ruth chapter 2.
以弗所书第一章就为我们解释了路德记第二章。
In Christ, we have received every spiritual blessings.
在基督里我们就得着了天上各样属灵的福气。
In the same way, Ruth received every blessing from Boaz,In the field of Boaz.
所以路德就在波阿斯的田里面享受了波阿斯所有的一切富足。
What are the blessings that Ruth received from Boaz?
那路德从波阿斯的田里得到了哪些的福气呢？
Boaz said to Ruth, don't go and glean in another field.
波阿斯对路德说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗。
Stay here with servant girls.
留在这里，常与我使女们在一起。
Boaz basically told Ruth, "Make this your home."
波阿斯其实就是对路德说，让这个成为你的家。
And this is a place you can rest.
在这里你可以得到安息。
Although she was hopeless and could never enter in the assembly of God.
虽然他是何等的绝望，他永远不能够进入耶和华的会中。
But now Ruth finds a refuge.
但是现在路德找到了一个藏身之处。
Like the sparrow find a home in the temple.
就像麻雀在在神的殿里面找到报雏之窝。
This is exactly what happened to us when we were first saved.
这也就是我们刚刚得救的一个光景。
We find a home under the wings of God.
我们在神的翅膀之下找到了家。
Boaz told Ruth, "You can get a drink from the water jars the men have filled."
伯阿斯又对路德说，你可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
This is exactly the same as John chapter 4.
这也就是约翰福音第四章告诉我们的。
Jesus will give us waters.
主耶稣会给我们水。
And this water will become a well of water inside of us.
这个水在我们的里面就成为一个活的泉源。
Will spring up into eternity.
然后就能够直涌到永生。
Boaz told Ruth, you can eat with harvesters and dip the bread in the wine vinegar. This is the blessing we saw in John chapter 6.
这也就是我们在约翰福音第六章里面看见的一个福气。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me will not hunger.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
And he who believes in me will never thirst.
信我的永远不渴。
And Boaz even told the servants to pull out some stalks from the bundles and leave out for her to pick up.
伯阿斯甚至吩咐仆人说，你就把从捆里面拿抽出一些来留在地上，让他来拾取麦穗。
This is John chapter 1 verse 16.
这是约翰福音第一章里面第十六节告诉我们的。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都。
So we saw this Ruth in the field of Boaz receiving every blessing from Boaz.
我们看见路德在波阿斯的田里面就领取了波阿斯一切的福气。
This is our experience.
这也是我们的经历。
Every one of us should have the same experience. Receive every spiritual blessing in Christ.
我们都应该在基督里面多得这一切属灵的福气。
But this is what is the key there?
弟兄姐妹们，这个钥匙在哪里？
Ruth was diligent from morning until evening.
在这里我们就看见路德是非常的殷勤，从早晨直到晚上。
If the picture is a movie, you will see Ruth will get up in the morning and glean on the field all day long until evening.
若是这个图画是一个电影，你就会看见他早上路德就到田里面去，一直到晚上。
Are we diligent in the Lord?
我们在主里面是否殷勤？
Are we gleaning in the morning?
我们是否在早晨的时候就来拾取麦穗呢？
Are we gleaning in the evening?
我们是否在晚上的时候仍然拾取麦穗？
If Ruth did not glean,
若是路德没有来拾取麦穗的话，
She will not receive the blessing from Boaz.
他就没有办法从波阿斯那边得到这些福气。
Are we diligent in the house of God?
我们在神的家中是否是殷勤的？
Are we hungry still?
我们是否仍然饥饿？
Is it because we are not diligent?
这是因为我们不够殷勤。
Brother and sister, I think the book of Ruth can end in chapter 2.
弟兄姐妹们，我觉得路德记其实在第二章就可以做结束。
What else do you want?
你还要什么呢？
Receive every spiritual blessing.
你已经得到了属灵一切的福气。
Receive all the blessing from Boaz.
你已经从波阿斯得到了一切的福分。
You receive the living waters.
你得到了这个活水。
Jesus is the bread of your life.
耶稣是你生命的粮。我们找到了一个家。
Under the wings of God.
我们乃是在神的翅膀之下。
So the story should end here.
那这个故事应该就到这里做结束。
End at chapter 2.
在第二章就可以结束了。
What a nice story from Moab to the fulfill of Boaz.
这实在是一个何等美好的一个故事，从摩亚地到波阿斯的田里。
In reality, for many Christians, this story indeed ends in chapter 2.
在实际上说来，对许多的基督徒，我们的故事就停在第二章。
Our spiritual life ends in Ruth chapter 2.
我们属灵的生命就停留在第二章。
Enjoy the waters.
我们来享受这个活水。
We enjoy the bread.
我们享受这个生命的饼。
We enjoy the grace upon grace.
我们享受那恩上加恩。
And we believe that's the Christian life.
我们就相信这就是基督徒的生活。属灵的旅程就留在第二章。
Was God satisfied?
但是神满足吗？
You and I may be satisfied.
也许你我，我们非常的满足。
Gleaning in the field of Boaz satisfies us.
在波阿斯的田里面拾取麦穗，就叫我们非常满足了。
But is this the purpose of God's recovery?
但是这是神恢复的旨意吗？
Why do we need Ruth chapter 3?
那为什么还要进到第三章呢？
Because Naomi is not satisfied.
因为拿二米心里不满足。
Holy Spirit was not satisfied.
这个圣灵心里不满足。
Gleaning in the field is not the purpose of this recovery.
在这个在田里面拾取麦穗不是这个恢复道路的一个目的。
There is something far greater than gleaning in the field of Boaz.
在乃是在比在波阿斯田里面拾取麦穗有更多的事。
This gleaning in the field of Boaz is not the full gospel.
在波阿斯田里面拾取麦穗不是一个全备的福音。
Gospel does not end in chapter 2.
福音并不是停留在第二章。
We need to turn to the third pictures.
我们需要翻到
on the threshing floor.
波阿斯和路德他们在禾场上。
Lord wants us to move forward.
我们的主要我们往前行。
The way of recovery continue from the field of Boaz.
这位神恢复的道路乃是从进入到禾场上。
And lead us to the threshing floor.
是要带我们到禾场上。
Too many Christians stay in the field of Boaz.
许多的基督徒就留在波阿斯的田里面。
But very few are willing to go to the threshing floor.
很少的人愿意进入到那个打麦场上。
We must go to the threshing floor.
我们必须要到打麦场上。
To advance in the way of recovery.
我们才能够走在向前走在这个恢复的道路上。
Why did Ruth go to the threshing floor?
路德为什么要到那个禾场上呢？
It is to claim the right of redemption.
乃是领取那个救赎的权利。
What is redemption? To restore what has been lost.
救赎就是恢复他所失去的。
In the Old Testament, there are laws concerning redemptions.
在旧约有摩西的五经里面有说到这个救赎的事。
If one person become very poor and he sells his property,
若是一个人变得很穷了，
then his nearest relative should redeem the property.
那他至近的亲属就要来为他来买赎，来赎回。
The land need to be redeemed.
他的地要被赎回。
And the nearest relative is called kinsman redeemer.
那他至近的亲属来做这事的就叫做至近的亲属。
Or if a person die without seed.
若是一个人死了没有留下儿子。
And if you die without sons and daughters,
若是你一个人死了没有儿子没有女儿，
then your inheritance will be permanently lost.
那你的产业就永远就失去了。
And we need a redeemer to take this person's wife.
我们需要有一个救赎的人来娶这个妻子。
And marry her.
娶这个人的妻子。
And the first son will carry the name of the dead.
那这个第一个他的长子就要来
to this person.
那这个他的产业就被恢复到这个人名下。
So redemption is about inheritance.
所以这个救赎乃是说到产业。
Redemption is about restoring the inheritance that we had lost.
救赎乃是说到我们所失去的产业。
This inheritance is Jesus Christ.
这个产业就是主耶稣基督。
We lost this inheritance in Adam.
我们在亚当里面失去了这个产业。
And redemption is to restore our right to Christ.
那在救赎里面就说到我们恢复我们在这个里面的权利。
So Ruth went to the threshing floor.
所以路德要到禾场上去。
To claim her right of redemption.
来领取她的这个权利。这是在福音里面是一个非常难的。
No, it's the 心。
Oh, the heart 是在福音的中心。
But we don't talk about this when we preach gospel.
但是我们却在传福音的时候不说到这一点。
We only preach about barley harvest.
我们只是说到大麦的收成。
We preach about every spiritual blessing.
我们只是说到每一个属灵的福气。
But the gospel is about right to Christ.
但是福音乃是说到我们在基督里的权利。
This truth of redemption has been hidden for many, many years.
这个救赎的真理被隐藏了许多年。
During the dark ages in history,
在历史上黑暗的时期里
，people do not know the meaning of redemption.
人们不知道这个救赎的真实意义。
They believe redemption is doing good work.
他们以为救赎就是做一些好事。
Until the 16th century, reformers begin to see that justification is by faith.
到了16世纪，那些改教者就开始看见说，我们是因信称义。
But reformers did not see how this redemption is accomplished.
但是这些改教者他们却没有看见说这个救赎是怎样成就的。
Reformers believe that when you accept Jesus Christ, God impute a righteousness in your heart.
这些改教者他们相信说，当你相信主耶稣基督的时候，神就把这个公义放在你的里面。
Only 200 years ago, the brethren began to see redemption is accomplished by union.
在直到200年前，弟兄们才看见说这个救赎乃是借着联合与基督的联合。
Redemption is accomplished by union with Christ.
救赎乃是借着与基督的联合得以成就的。
Redemption is not gleaning in the field of Boaz.
救赎并不是只是在波阿斯的田里来拾取麦穗。
Although it is a part of redemption.
是的，这个是救赎的一个部分。
Redemption is not to obtain blessings from God.
救赎也不仅仅只是从神得到福气。
Redemption is to gain God Himself.
救赎乃是来得着神的自己。
Redemption is not a doctrine.
救赎并不是一个教义。
Redemption is a living relation with a living person.
救赎乃是一个有一个活的与一个活的人有一个活的关系。
And this living relationship can only be accomplished through a union.
这个活的关系只能够借着一个联合才能够产生
的。Only through this union we can see the full meaning of redemption.
只有借着联合我们才能够看见这个救赎的真实意义。
Only through redemption God can restore everything we have lost in Adam.
只有借着救赎神才能够恢复我们在亚当里面所失去的一切。
God actually restored far more than we have lost in Adam.
其实神所恢复的比我们所失去的更多。
Redemption is accomplished on the threshing floor.
救赎乃是在那个打麦场上所成就的。
And threshing floor is a type of cross.
打麦场乃是说到十字架。
Redemption is accomplished on the cross.
救赎乃是在十字架上所成就的。
Only on the threshing floor, the wheat and chaff are separated.
只有在那个打麦场上，那个谷子与糠秕分开来。
It is the way of cross and the work of cross.
这个就是十字架的道路，也是十字架的工作。
Boaz must come to the threshing floor first.
波阿斯必须先到这个禾场上。
And Jesus took the form of a man and died on the cross.
主耶稣成为人。并为我们死在十字架上。
And became our kinsman redeemer.
他就成为我们至亲的救赎主。
And but Ruth must come to the threshing floor as well.
路德也必须要来到这个禾场上。
We must come under the cross and claim the right of redemption.
我们必须来到十字架底下来支取这个救赎的权利。
Have we ever come to the threshing floor?
我们来到过这合场上吗？
Have we ever come into this union with Christ?
你是否与基督联合了呢？
Or we just stay in the field of Boaz?
还是我们只是停留在波阿斯的田里？
We happily glean in the field.
我们在那里欢欢喜喜地拾取麦穗。
Again, the story should end in chapter 3.
是的，这个故事也能够就停在第三章。
Because there's a desire to have unions.
在这边我们看见这个有愿意联合的这个意愿。
But there's one problem.
但是还有一个问题。
So we need to turn to the final pictures.
所以我们必须要翻到看到最后一幅图画。
Although Boaz is the kinsman redeemer.
虽然波阿斯是路德的一个至敬的亲属。
But there's one person.That it is nearer than Boaz.
但有一个人比波阿斯更近。
So Boaz, caught this man in the gate of the city.
所以波阿斯就在城门口里遇见了这个人。
Then he gathered the elders and asked this kinsman redeemer.
那波阿斯就召集了长老们，然后又叫这个人来。
And asked this kinsman redeemer to redeem the land and redeem the person.
他就让要这个人来这个致敬的亲属来赎回这个地并取路德。
But this kinsman redeemer is willing to redeem the land but not the person.
这个致敬的亲属他是愿意来赎这个地，但是他却不愿意取这个人。
So he removed his sandals.
所以他就把他的鞋子脱下。
So Boaz will have that right to redeem.
所以波阿斯就有这个权利来来买赎。
So who is this kinsman redeemer?
那这个致敬的亲属是谁呢？
It is the old Adam inside of us.
这个致敬的亲属就是在我们里面的老亚当。
This old Adam was with us when we was born, when we were born.
当我们出生的时候，这个老亚当就在我们的里面。
It is inside of us.
他就住在我们的里面。
It's so close to us.
他与我们是何等的亲近。
It is the pride of the man.
这个就是人的骄傲。
It is the Moab in our heart.
那这就是在我们里面的摩亚。
We can be in union with God until old Adam is out of the way.
我们没有办法与基督联合，除非这个老亚当出去。
And when the kinsman redeemer gave up his rights.
当这个致敬的亲属放弃了他的权利。
The old Adam was out of the way.
所以这个老亚当就出去了。
And Boaz can marry Ruth.
波阿斯就能够娶路德为妻。
And this union is accomplished.
那这个联合就成就了。
So this picture has a very glorious ending.
所以这幅图画有个非常荣耀的结局。
In chapter verse 22,
在第24节。
And toObed was born Jesse, and to Jesse, David.
在第十七节，就是厄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
Ruth ushered in the kingdom of David.
路德就带进了大卫的国。
More gloriously, the Ruth ushers in the son of David.
更荣耀的乃是路德就带进了大卫的儿子。
Which is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
So you see those four pictures.
所以你看见这四幅图画。
The first picture is hopeless, emptiness, and bitterness.
第一幅图画是绝望的，是苦读的，是空虚的。
And the second picture is every blessings in Christ.
在第二幅图画里面，就是在基督里面各样的福气。
But it's not.Ends there.
但是并不是在这里结束。
Through the threshing floor, there is a union.
经过了这个禾场，就有一个联合。
And out of that union come the kingdom of David.
在这个经过了因着这个联合，我们就看到大卫的国。
So this book of Ruth connect the book of Judges and First Samuel.
所以我们看见路德记。他连接把士师记和撒母耳记上连接在一起。
It took people of Israel from the time of judges into the time of kings.
他把以色列人从士师的时代带入进到王国的时代。
And this is the way of recovery.
这就是恢复的道路。
The way of recovery began in resurrections.
恢复的道路乃是从复活开始。
And end with a union with Christ.
然后结束于与基督的联合。
Brothers and sisters, let's consider this together this morning.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上让我们一起来思想。
Are we still in a state of bitterness?
我们是否仍然在苦毒之中？
Do we still have bitterness in our heart?
我们在我们的心中是否仍有苦毒？
Are we still find emptiness in our heart?
在我们的心中，我们是否仍然有空虚？
Are we find hopelessness in our heart?
在我们是不是在我们的心中有绝望？
If we do, maybe we live in the land of Moab.
若是，我们就很可能是住在摩亚地。
But there is hope.
但是这是有盼望的。
Have you heard? There is food in Bethlehem.
你是否听说在伯利恒有粮食？
Have you heard? There is barley harvest.
你是否听到听见大麦收成的时候？
If you hear this good news,
若是你听见这个好的消息，
Are you willing to return to Bethlehem?
你是否愿意回到伯利恒？
Do not stay in Moab.
不要停留在摩亚地。
Moab is not the place for us to stay.
摩亚地并不是要我们停留的地方。
We need to go back to Bethlehem.
我们需要回到伯利恒。
Rise up.
起来。
Return to Bethlehem.
回到伯利恒。
For those that who stay in the field of Boaz.
那些仍然停留在波阿斯的田里的。
We cannot continue to stay in the field to glean.
我们不能够继续地停留在田里拾取麦穗。
Although gleaning is God's blessing.
虽然拾取麦穗，这个是神的一个恩典。
But gleaning is not the purpose of God.
但是拾取麦穗却不是神的目的。
We should not stay in the field of Boaz forever.
我们不应当永远地留在波阿斯的田里。
We need to go to the threshing floor.
我们需要到打麦场上去。
Are you willing to go to the threshing floor?
你是否愿意到打麦场上？
Our God would never force us into a union.
我们的神不会强逼我们与他联合。
God waits for us to come to the threshing floor.
他在等候我们到禾场上。
Boaz would never force Ruth into this union.
波阿斯不会逼迫路德与他联合。
So is our God.
我们的神也是如此。
Unless you are willing to come to the threshing floor.
除非你愿意到这个禾场上。
You will not be in this union.
你就无法在这个联合里面。
Are you willing to come?
你愿意来吗？
For those who had a burden for gospel.
为着那些对福音有负担的。
Do we only preach the field of Boaz?
我们是否只是传讲波阿斯的田地？
Do we also preach the threshing floor?
我们是否也传讲这个禾场？
Do we preach the whole plan of redemption?
我们是不是传讲这个救赎全面的计划？
Or just the partial truth?
还是只是一部分的真理？
So what does it take to come to the threshing floor?
所以我们要怎样来到这个打麦场上？
We need a firm commitment.
我们需要有一个坚定的信托。
When we want to come into a union,
当我们要进入一个联合的关系里的时候，
require a commitment.
这是需要一个信托。
There's no way to come into a union without a commitment.
若是我们不愿意有这样子的交托，我们是没有办法进到一个联合的
关系里。That's why we have a wedding.
所以我们有婚礼。
When a man and woman want to be married.
当一个男人和一个女人要愿意要结合在一起的时候
，they wanted to come into a union.
他们要联合在一起
，so they have to come together.
他们愿意，他们需要来在一起
，and to show their commitment.
他们必须要来表示他们的意愿。
Without commitment, there will not be a union.
没有这样子彼此的信托，他们没有办法有有这个联合。
Then we can see the commitment out of Ruth.
我们看见路德在这里面的信托。
Ruth has made a very firm commitment.
路德他做了一个非常坚定的一个信托。
Then she said, "Your people is my people."
他说你的名就是我的名。
This is a commitment.
这是一个信托。
Her people is Moabite.
他的名乃是摩亚人。
Ruth's people is Moabite.
路德的子民是。摩亚人。
But now she said, "Your people, my people."
但是他现在说，你的名要成为我的名。
This is commitment.
这个就是一个信托。
Are we committed to God's people?
我们是不是把我们自己托付给神的子民呢
？Your God is my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Ruth is committed to the God of Israel.
路德把他自己交托在以色列的神手里。
Now, how committed is Ruth?
那路德是怎样的信托呢？
Then she said, "Where you die, I will die."
她说你在哪里死，我也在那里。
And there I will be buried.
也葬在那里。
Her commitment is to her death.
她的这样的信托是直到死。
Do we have this commitment to our Lord Jesus?
我们是否对我们的主耶稣基督有这样子的信托
？This is what it takes to go to the threshing floor.
就是因此把他带到了那个大麦场上。
Brother and sister.This is the full gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是全备的福音。
This is the whole plan of redemptions.
这是神救赎计划救赎的全面的计划。
From land of Moab.
从摩亚地。
To the field of Boaz.
到波阿斯的田里。
From field of Boaz.
从波阿斯的田里。
Onto the threshing floor.
到打麦场上。
From the threshing floor into this union.
到从打麦场上进入到那个联合的关系。
And this union is the heart of the gospel.
那这个联合就是福音的中心。
And require a commitment to enter into this union.
这需要我们有完全的信托进入到这个联合里。
So when we do preach the gospel,
所以当我们传讲福音的时候
we need to preach these four different pictures.
我们需要传讲这四幅图画
We need to preach about this union.
我们需要传讲到这个联合
We need to preach about the commitment required to enter this union.
我们需要说到我们需要有这样的信念能够进入到这样子联合
For us, we have accept Jesus Christ.
对于我们这些已经接受主耶稣基督
We need to renew our commitment.
我们必须在神的面前有个更新
We need to consider our ways.
我们必须要来省察我们的行为
Is God the king in my life?
神是否我心中生活中的王呢
Have I wandered back into the Moab?
我是否已经漂流到回到摩亚地呢
Or are we stay in the field of Boaz just gleaning a few things here and there?
还是我只是仅仅在波阿斯的田里面拾取，在这边那边拾取一点麦穗而已呢
？I have some drink sometime. I have some bread sometime.
有时候我有点水喝，有时候我有点饼吃。
But I never fully enter into the spiritual abundance.
但是我却永远没有办法进入到属灵的丰盛里。
Are we diligent enough?
我们是否殷勤呢
Are we ready to go to the next step?
我们是否已经预备好走下面一步路
Go to that threshing floor.
是否到那个打麦场上去
And to claim the right of redemption.
能够来领取我们这救赎的权利
Enter into the union of Christ.
能够进入与基督的联合
When Ruth is in union with Boaz.
当路德与波阿斯联合
She...No longer need to glean from the field.
他就不需要在田地里再来拾取麦穗。
Everything that Boaz has belonged to Ruth.
波阿斯所有的一切都是路德的。
This is the purpose of redemption.
这个就是救赎的目的。
This is the purpose of recovery.
这是恢复的目的。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿意神开我们的眼。
To see this gospel,
来看见这个福音
To see this redemption,
来看见这个救赎
To see the way of recovery,
来看见 恢复的道路。
And we will be like Ruth.
那我们就要像路德一样。
And be resolute.
我们就有定义。
Be committed.
就要交托。
To follow our Lord Jesus.
来跟随我们的主耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you again. Allow us to see your whole plan of redemption.
天父，我们实在感谢你，让我们再次来看见你救赎全面的计划。
And we bow down before you to see how great the salvation.
我们俯伏在你面前，我们说这救恩是何等的伟大。
It's not only give us all the spiritual blessing in Christ.
并不是仅仅把在基督里一切属灵的福气给我们。
Your desire is for us to enter into this union.
你的心愿乃是要我们进入到这个联合的关系。
A perfect union with our Lord Jesus.
与我们主耶稣基督有一个完全的联合。
So that all the riches in Christ is us.
所以在基督里一切的丰盛都是我们的。
Father, we are so incapable of entering into this full redemption.
天父，我们实在是没有办法进入到这个救赎的里面。
And we ask for your grace.
我们求你给我们恩典。
Encourage our heart.
来激励我们的心。
As you encourage Ruth.
就像你激励路德一样。
To make that commitment.
能够来做这样的决定。
To have that desire.
有这样的心愿
to go to the threshing floor
到禾场上
to take that next step
去走这样下一步路
to commit ourselves to our Lord Jesus
把我们自己完全交托在主耶稣
we ask for your mercy
我们愿意你向我们施怜悯
for all of us
为着我们所有的人
we pray in Jesus' name
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen